Ladies and gentlemen, we take pleasure in presenting another of the stories especially selected for us by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book magazine. Editor Balmer is here to tell you why he selected Zuli by Ewing Walker for Red Book. Mr. Balmer.
Thank you, Mr. Carpenter. Ewing Walker is a Southerner who has written some of the most unusual stories we have ever published. He is not a professional writer in the sense that he turns out stories regularly. Indeed, he writes only when he encounters a character so appealing that the story, almost in spite of himself, grows in his mind and heart. This makes a story that people seem to remember. You probably never met anyone like Zuli, but you may be sure that Mr. Walker did, and now he passes on to you an engrossing experience.
Who could understand Zuli, child of the Cajun swamps of Louisiana? The flashing eyes and wind-blown hair, mocking horned ears, wild as the cypress woods that were her home. Certainly Rod Eustace, young engineer from New Orleans, could not understand her. Less could he understand his own feelings. A year he had known this child of the woodland, and now on the eve of his departure for civilization, his emotions were strangely troubled. We find Rod in his cabin packing his luggage, preparatory for next day's river steamer.
Oh, there, that's done. I reckon I'm all set to go. What's that? Who's at that window?
It's Zuli. It's me.
Oh, good heavens, child. Here, you can't come climbing to the window like that.
Can't, hon. Just watch me.
Zuli!
Don't stop me. I'll spit.
Oh, Zuli, nice people don't say spit.
I ain't no nice people. Well, here I am.
Zuli, don't you know it's wrong for you to come here like this? People don't understand.
I knew you was going away. You're packing. I want to tell you something before you go.
All right, then.
I won't say spit no more.
Now, that's a good girl.
And you're going tomorrow? For good?
Yes, Zuli.
Why don't you stay and marry me?
Why, I can't marry you, Zuli. In the first place, you're too young.
You're a liar. I'm most 15. You said yourself you was going to miss me if you went away. You will miss me, won't you?
Yes, I'm afraid I will, Zuli.
Then that means you like me, don't it?
Why, of course I do.
A lot?
A whole lot.
Then let me come and go away with you.
Oh, Zuli, you don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
Is there nothing you're ashamed to say?
Ashamed? Why should I be ashamed? I love you, don't I?
Now, you listen to me, child. You must get out of this room. We can't marry now, and you're certainly not going to come with me. Now, you run along home before
now
somebody...
Now I know. You're just ashamed of me. You don't want to take me to the city. You can go to Blazers. See, I hate
Zuli,
you.
Zuli, please.
I didn't mean it. I wouldn't run away with you. I just wanted to see how much you cared about me. Oh, Rod.
Go on, say it, Zuli.
Rod, I love you so.
And I love you, Zuli. Love you too much to marry you just yet.
You? Then you don't love me at all, and you're a yellow liar.
Oh, Zuli, ladies don't talk like that.
I ain't no lady.
Now, you come here and listen to me. I've made up my mind. I've planned something for us.
Tell me.
You are going away tomorrow on the boat.
With you?
No, I'll put you in charge of the captain. He'll take you to New Orleans. You'll get some clothes.
I've got clothes.
I know, but these will be different sort of clothes. Well, you see...
I see. But you think clothes are going to change me?
No, I wouldn't have them change, Zuli. But where you're going, the girls wear a different kind of clothes. You're going to a girls' school to learn a lot of things.
What things?
Oh, mathematics and French, maybe, and how to paint a little.
What you really mean is they'll learn me to be a lady, and if I went as I am, they'd laugh at me.
Oh, don't say that, Zuli. You're the rarest sort of person in all the world. But someday you'll be living with that sort, and if you're so different from them, why, don't you see at Miss Chiswell's school?
All right, Rod. I'll go. I'll be ready down at my place at 12 o'clock. Who's there?
We've got to get started, Zuli. You ready?
All ready. Here's your ship carpet bag. You got Jess to drive the car?
Yes, he's waiting at the back gate. I guess we'd... Well, hello. What's that up the road?
Well, will you just look what's coming yonder from town? Seems like the whole village come up to say goodbye. Why, there's that Clyde Witherspoon leading them. Look at the dust. Say!
You there, Zuli?
Howdy, folks. Nice day. Sure is nice of you to come all the way up here to tell me goodbye. Hiya, Clyde.
We didn't come to tell you no goodbye, Zuli. But I reckon maybe that city fellow there would do well by himself if he told you goodbye.
Just a moment, if you please. Now, you might do well by yourself if you tell me just what you mean.
Sure, I'll tell you. Zuli there ain't much more than a gal.
You ain't such a powerful sight of a man yourself, Clyde Weatherspoon. What in Topa do you mean coming here like this? I've been getting on first rate these last couple of years without no advice from such as you.
You ain't got no folks, gal. Us neighbors don't aim to sit by and watch you get toted off by such as that engineer fella there.
And just what's wrong with him?
You're gonna run off with him, ain't you? Well, we ain't gonna sit by and see him get away with it, that's all.
Well, your dirty swamp-footed cracker. Just what do you think?
He is, Julie. He has a pistol in his pocket.
You ain't gonna take that river boat with him, see? He's gonna take it, but you ain't.
Yeah, all right, then listen to this.
Julie, don't.
Hey, look at... Put down that pistol, gal.
Yeah, I reckon I know you swamp boogers. Been carrying it in my dress for just such as you. Get back to that gate, you fool. If the whole lot of you ain't out of that gate with your hands in the air, time I count six, get out! Come on, let's go up the back road, Rod.
Oh, Julie, what a girl.
Ain't we got fun?
So you want to put this child in my school? Now, let me tell you, Mr. Eustace, this is most irregular, most irregular.
Oh, but, Miss Chiswick, surely you know it's all right. Well, you've known me all my life, long before my sisters attended your school. And I want you to do this for Zuli. She's a remarkable girl.
You want to enter my school, young lady?
Yes, and to learn mathematics and some French and a little painting.
Well, this certainly is most irregular.
Oh, I admit it is, but we must do it. Zuli must have her chance. Why, with 2 years in your splendid, wonderful school...
Well, I'll have to see the registrar. Excuse me a moment.
Yes, miss.
Rod, I feel like crying.
Why, Zuli, dear? Aren't you happy?
I'm so happy. All these wonderful clothes and things. I love them so. And you'll come back and get me.
Yes, Zuli, I'll see you often. 2 years won't be long. Then we'll be married.
Just like a dream, I reckon. The kind of dream that don't never come true.
Oh, but it will come true, Zuli, dear. You'll see. Everything's going to work out just as we want it. Oh, here comes Miss Chiswick now. Now, you try hard to...
It's arranged, Mr. Eustace. She'll be enrolled at once. But I want you to understand this is most irregular, most irregular.
Ten months have elapsed. Once more we find Rod on an engineering job in the Cajun country. It has been some time since he has had word from New Orleans, and he awaits with some anxiety word from Zuli.
Well, it's about time for Jess to drive up with that weekly mail. I sure hope everything's all right with Zuli. Oh, but Miss Chiswick will look after her. I'm just a fool to worry. Hello? Here's Jess now.
Hello, Rod.
Hello, Jess.
Here, a letter for you.
That's the boy. Let's have it.
Looks like Zuli's writing. She sure writes a fancy hand now, eh? How is she doing at school where you put her?
Oh, don't you worry about Zuli. Here, let's have the letter. Excuse me a minute, will you? Dearest Rod, darling, why study French and mathematics? I know French, and I shall never need mathematics in keeping house for you. I want to leave this place. I scarcely ever say spit anymore, and I hardly ever swear. Miss Chiswick is a blasted old fool. But I wouldn't say so to her for the world. I want to leave here, Rod. I have learned all the new dances and how to say precious and adorable, just like the others. And I don't want to stay here anymore. Come and get me. I won't stay.
Oh, Rod, I most forgot. Just as I left the village, the telegraph office asked me to bring you this here wire.
Oh, a telegram.
Yeah, here it is. Well, so long.
It's from New Orleans. Miss Chiswick, I wonder what's happened now. Mr. Rodney Eustace, Zuli's conduct unbearable. You must remove this person from my school at once. I can endure the situation no longer. Abigail Chiswick. Well, the blasted old fool. Oh, hey. Hey, Jess.
Yep?
Wait a second. I'm going to town right away. Oh, call Miss Chiswick.
Mr. Eustace, I'm glad you came at once. Something had to be done.
Zulie's got to leave, then?
There is no alternative, young man. This person must go at once.
But what on earth has she done?
What hasn't she done? Certainly nothing she should have done. She's been here almost a year and practically demoralized the institution. Simply wrecked the discipline of my school. Another week with her and my establishment, with its unblemished record of 40 years, would be a shambles. Simply a shambles.
Zulie's done that? Then what? Why on earth didn't you put her out?
To tell you the truth, I was afraid. That little spitfire would have stood outside of the school and broken every window in the place with rocks. She told me she would obey no one but you.
All right, I'll take her out of here at once. Oh, did you tell her you got my wire I was coming?
I told her this noon. I'll go to her room and bring her here immediately.
Yes, Miss Chiswick. What's happened, Miss Chiswick? What's wrong?
She's gone, Mr. Eustace. She's not in her room.
Gone? Zulie's gone?
She's not there. She must have climbed out the window. And her things are thrown every which way. She left a note. It's for you.
Here, let me have it, please. I can't stand it, dear Rod. I'm not changed. And I couldn't stand to have you ashamed of me. I'm going away. Don't hunt for me. It will do you no good. I love you very much. You're Zulie.
You see?
Yes, I see, all right. I've just got enough time to catch that train.
Twilight lies softly in the cypress. Nearing Zulie's cabin, Rod sees her seated in the doorway. A surprising Zulie, as only Zulie could always be surprising. Modish little shoes, chic little hat, a dress that made her a very different Zulie from the one he had known here a year before.
Zulie! Oh, Zulie! Oh, Zulie, I knew you'd be here.
I saw you coming, Rod. I knew you'd come. Oh, Rod, I'm so ashamed.
Well, young lady, you should be.
I'm not ashamed. I'm glad. You see, I didn't say ain't. Aren't you proud of yourself the way you've educated me?
Zulie,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of something else.
What?
The way you've educated me, dear.
Oh, Rod.
Zulie, we must get married right away.
I think we'd better not. Not right now.
Why not?
Well, it wouldn't be decorous or seemingly, as Miss Chiswick would say.
Oh, bless Miss Chiswick.
Why, Rod?
Will you or will you not?
I will.
Oh, great. Let's hurry to town and get a license.
That isn't necessary.
Oh, but we've got to have a license.
I already have it.
What?
You see, Rod, I got it when I came through town.
Why, Zulie, then I'll hurry and get the preacher, and I'll be right back.
Don't you dare look at me. I'm terribly ashamed.
But why?
You needn't go for the preacher.
Oh, but Zulie, dear, we must have a preacher.
But, Rod, dear, I already have one waiting in the house.
Oh.
Red Book gave us special permission to broadcast this delightful story, Zulie, written by Ewing Walker. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book.